Hello and welcome to the Cutoff Man with DJ Grandmaster Slam, only on Penguin Radio. That's radio.dominican.edu, 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. And this is our baseball show, bringing you everything you want to know about baseball, all the news, all the recaps, all the good players, and what's coming up in the next week. And we'll dive straight into it. We're going to cover the week of September 14th up until Sunday. So we'll start with our early week recap for the games. And there's two early week battles for first place in their division. So let's see how that went. We'll start with the NL West and the Dodgers, who head over to San Diego to take on the Padres in a three-game set. The Padres will take game one over the Dodgers when Clayton Kershaw is taken out with runners on base, and Pedro Baez lets about five score. The Dodgers pick themselves up and take the next two of the series, which not only results in them winning the series, but they also clinch the playoffs at the end of the series. A notable guy from this game is going to be Tony Gonsolin of the Dodgers, who goes seven innings pitch, four hits, and one earned run with two strikeouts. His ERA at this point is 1.51, 35 and two-thirds innings pitched, and that's from that game and his stats up until that point. And then we're going to go to the AL Central, and this is a good one. This is the Chicago White Sox, who get a four-game set against the Minnesota Twins. And this is another one for first place in the AL Central. So the White Sox take the first two games, and Dane Dunning holds back the Twins with a great pitching performance and goes seven innings, one earned run, two runs, and that's seven strikeouts. In game two, the Twins bite back and will win game three. Sorry, game two was with the Dame Dunning, and the White Sox have taken those two. And then for their third game, the Twins, they bite back and win game three with three homers. That's Eddie Rosario, Byron Buxton, who both homered off the stud, Lucas Giolito, and Miguel Sano homers in the top of the eighth. The White Sox move on to take three of four. And a game four storyline is the homers of the Central. Buxton homers twice, and Josh Donaldson homers to gain the lead for the Twins and gets thrown out when he kicks dirt on home plate. Yep, he gets thrown out because he kicks dirt on it. But there's a little more that stems to this. There's a few pitches that were called outside the strike zone that Josh Donaldson did not like, and he crosses home plate and rubs dirt all over home plate and goes back because he thinks he forgot to touch the base, and the umpire has had enough and rings him up, throws him out, Josh Donaldson out of the game, and fans are not happy because he's one of the best players on that team, and it's a game that they lose, a very winnable game, so it's not good for JD and the Twins. But Jose Abreu and Edwin Encarnacion homer for the White Sox. The White Sox do this within one game, and they're going to win the series with some more help from Jose Abreu and Eloy Jimenez, double to tie and win the game. Now we'll go to the East. Yep, the AL East. The New York Yankees get a game series against the Toronto Blue Jays, in which the Yankees dominate the Blue Jays, winning the first two games. And they win the first one 20-6, and then 13-2. And in game two, the Yankees homer six times. DJ LeMahieu with two homers. Kyle Higashioka has three homers. Clint Frazier, homer. Yep, 99 at bats. He's got a 303 average at that point with an OPS of 1.017. That's amazing. 23 RBIs and seven homers. That's good for him. And he was down for a bit. Wasn't even in the majors for a little while because he's not a great defender, but he's been really showing it lately, and the Yankees really do appreciate that. In Game 3, the Yankees continue to reassert their dominance, with a sweep over the Blue Jays as five different Yankees go yard, one of them being Luke Voit, who hits his 20th home run. He goes on later that week to hit 21, and that leads the league. Now, the St. Louis Cardinals take on the Brewers in a five-game series. Adam Wainwright goes complete game in a doubleheader, so that's 7 innings, 4 hits allowed, 2 earned runs, and 9 strikeouts, which leaves him with an ERA of 2.87 and a record of 5 wins and 1 loss on Wednesday. I don't care too much about the losses or the wins, but it's always good to note he's getting wins for his team, so that's great. And he outduels Brandon Woodruff, who is a beast, and he goes complete game with 7 hits, 3 earned runs, 4 runs, and 5 strikeouts, which is still a really good line to have. It's really good for Brandon Woodruff and the Brewers if they end up making the playoffs. The Cleveland Indians face off against the Chicago Cubs in a 2-game set where the Cubs sweep and walk it off in game 2 with a Javier Baez single. The San Francisco Giants face off against the Seattle Mariners for 2 games, but they were postponed at one point due to poor air quality. So those get moved to SF, and Giants win the first game with help from the Brandon Crawford, and also Evan Longoria, who all hit home runs in this game. In game 2, the Giants battle from behind and win the game with some late antics. And that's going to be courtesy of Wilmer Flores, who triples. It's a really good game for them. So they take that little mini sweep, 2-game sweep over the Mariners. Whew. And then the Mariners and the A's split a 2-game in 1-day series. Mike Minor, who pitches a gem, an absolute gem for the A's. Go 7-inning, complete game shutout in this doubleheader. That is great. Now we're going to go on to the late week, your weekend matchups, what you're looking forward to. And we're going to start with the Twins, who go to Wrigley Field for a 3-game set against, the Chicago Cubs. And the Cubs shut down the Twins in game 1 with the help of Kyle Kendricks. Yes, Kyle Kendricks, who goes 8 innings with 3 hits at 0 runs and 10 strikeouts. And the Twins buckle down and take the next 2 games and return the favor with a shutout of their own. That's a combined shutout, but really good for them. And the Blue Jays head over to Philly to take on the Phillies. In a 4-game series, the Phillies take the first 3 games of that set, and Bryce Harper goes off in the first 2 games with a homer, then goes 3-for-3. Yes, have a ball, Bryce Harper. And it certainly helps when your pitchers are doing well, too, because Zach Eflin pitches a 7-inning complete game shutout with 4 hits and 9 strikeouts for the Phillies. Yes, that is great. The Blue Jays do manage to avoid the 4-game sweep by taking the last game. And Teoscar Hernandez records 2 hits. He's back. One of those being a 2-run home run. Toronto Blue Jays looks like they're struggling a little bit. Not good for them. White Sox face off against the Reds for a 3-game set. Reds are going to take game 1 with 4 homers. Yes, Votto, Jesse Winker, Nick Castellanos, and Tucker Barnhart. White Sox bite back and 1-up the Reds the next game with, 5 homers, 1 more than 4. Tim Anderson homers twice. First homer is off of Trevor Bauer, and then he gives up another one to Nomar Mazara. Then Yasmani Grandal and Jose Abreu homer as well to bring us the rubber match on Sunday as the Reds come out of it 7-3. They take the win, take the series, leaving the Reds at 500. Good for the Reds. They are being competitive. Now we have 2 exciting interleague matchups. Yes, the Padres host the Mariners for a 3-game set. Chris Paddock carries his own weight in a team of talent. Yes, that's the Padres. Go 6 innings, 1 hit, 0 runs, 3 strikeouts. Good for him. Manny Machado also leads this offense. And this one with 2 homers, lots of homers this week. Mariners take the 2nd game and show off some of their young talent as well. Justice Sheffield bouncing back this season, having a good season. 6 innings and 6 hits, 1 earned run, and 5 strikeouts for the Mariners. Hands off to the bullpen, who hold the Padres at bay, while Kyle Lewis homers for the Mariners. In a rubber match, it took 11 innings, and the Padres secured the series with the win and with a clutch homer from clutch double from Mitch Moreland. The A's continue the battle for the Bay with the Giants in a 3-game set. The A's shut out the Giants in the first two games with some help from Chris Bassett and Jesus Luzardo. Look out for those guys in the playoffs. But the Giants saved all of their runs for the first game of the set and win it 14-2. Chadwick Trump, Darren Ruff for the Giants, and Brandon Crawford goes off with his little grand slam. So a lot of really good games this week. A lot of showing off a lot of young talent, some very competitive teams, and it's going to get even more competitive as we race on to our last week, this upcoming week. So that's great. And I got some good storylines coming at you and some clinches, some playoff news, a little bit of injury news, but we will take a really quick break. So I'm going to go get some water. This is The Cutoff Man with DJ Grandmaster Slam. Only on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Hello, we are back with The Cutoff Man, and this is DJ Grandmaster Slam presenting The Cutoff Man, only on Penguin Radio. Yes, that is radio.dominican.edu on 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. And let's get you the storylines today, because we know you're here for that. We'll start with the teams that clinch. So get ready to hear some awesome teams. We'll do a little bit of summary on the teams and what's going on with them going into the playoffs. Our first team to clinch is going to be the Dodgers, clinch a playoff berth in the 2020 season, the first team, and they dominated the regular season, claimed their victory over the Padres in a three-game set to get that berth into the playoffs. Our next two teams to clinch are going to be the Tampa Bay Rays and the Chicago White Sox. The Rays had a tough road to this playoff berth while experiencing many injuries to their pitching staff, a lot of injuries, but they stood tall and were able to clinch with a really good offense this year. The White Sox turned some heads with not only their young talent, but were also taking wins with their veterans as well to come up this year and shock many people who thought the White Sox still needed one more year to develop. But nope, they are here and they are hitting the long balls. Now let's go to our next team to clinch is the Oakland A's, who take the West. And they were running the West, a well-rounded team, able to take wins because when their offense wasn't the most productive, their pitching was holding it down with some solid innings, and vice versa. When one wasn't producing, the other was above average, and this team was an above-average team. That might be one of the most put-together teams in the AL, so that's really good for them. And our last three teams to clinch are going to be the Minnesota Twins, the San Diego Padres, and the New York Yankees. The Twins struggled a tiny bit this year, but we're able to prevail to make it to the playoffs with a powerful offense, really powerful offense. Now we will go to the Padres, who clinch with their solid young pitching staff, who supported by a relentless offense that together surprised many people and clinch. Our last clinching team for the week is the New York Yankees. They come off of an impressive winning streak. They did have a tough couple of weeks in the season, but lately their offense has come alive and been doing it really good. Now let's talk about the race for the playoffs. The AL is basically set. The Mariners and Angels were 3.5 games back of the Astros, but that's pretty much set. And that's really all for the AL. But for the NL, it is a mess. A lot of teams that are in the mix for the playoffs. And it's going to go right down to the wire if you didn't know. The Brewers, the Reds, the Giants, all at 500 looking for the 8th seed. Cardinals and Phillies still within striking distance of all of those teams. Those teams are in striking distance of the Phillies and the Cardinals. And the Reds, they went 5 straight and had a 4-game sweep against the Pirates to put them back in the playoff race. So a lot of people thought they were out, but they came back. They have a great pitching staff, and their offense is really doing it now. So that's great. Now let's go to the drama. At the top of the week, there was a little bit of drama with the Padres and the Dodgers, with Trent Grisham of the Padres hit a home run off Clayton Kershaw, future Hall of Famer, and celebrates by staring at his dugout, hyping them up as he rounds bases. He shoots some little grins at the Dodgers dugout, which the Dodgers players did not like at all. He shouted at Grisham all the way from third to home, and as he went and finish his home run trot and enter the Padres dugout, they were yelling at him. And manager Dave Roberts of the Dodgers has a problem with that and demands respect for Kershaw because he thinks when you hit a home run off of an amazing pitcher, a future Hall of Famer, you give them respect and don't flip your bat and don't grin at the opposing team's dugout. So don't celebrate if you hit a home run off of a good team, says Dave Roberts. Not really, but a little more news. Also, a fan sneaks into a Boston Red Sox game, which is the first time this has happened this year, and that's pretty interesting. That's really all that type of news we have for right now. But some more news. We talked about this a little earlier. Bad air quality makes the Giants and Mariners game get postponed. They move it to SF, which California also has very bad air quality. So you got to take the best of the two going on. Steve Cohen buys the Mets. He's the new owner, and this is pending owner approval. And it looks like it's pretty set in stone. Whew. Now, this week, the official announcement for the playoff bubble has been made. The first round will be at the team's home that has the better seeding. So higher seeding teams will have the first series at home. And that'll be the only time they'll really be able to have it at their home stadium. Because after that, they'll be quarantined for the whole playoffs. And they'll be at a different stadium that is neither stadium. And it'll be a bubble. And no days off in the divisional and championship series, which isn't good for a lot of teams. But that's happening because there's no travel. And it's going to hurt a lot of teams that don't have the pitching. They only have like three or four guys and use that travel day to rest their aces and their really good pitchers. So that's going to hurt a lot of teams that didn't get any help for pitching. But we'll see how that goes down in the playoffs coming up in a few weeks, a couple of weeks. Speaking of pitching, the White Sox bring up their 2020, yes, you heard me right, their 2020 draft pick, 6'6" tall, Garrett Crotchet, the 11th overall pick, throws 101. Jeez, yeah, he is a beast. Goes in, throws one inning, allows no runs. Pretty good for him. A good first start out of the bullpen. That's really good for him, and we'll see if they actually give him a start. Probably not, but he'll be a good piece out of the bullpen. Braves signed Pablo Sandoval to a minor league deal, who was released by the Giants. Phillies signed Jonathan Lucroy to a minor league deal. Also signed Greg Bird to minor league deals. Rhys Hoskins is out with an elbow injury for right now, and Bryce Harper did leave Sunday's game with lower back stiffness, so hopefully he'll be back soon. Cole Hamels makes his return for the Braves off of injury on Wednesday, and he doesn't do too well. He goes 3 1/3 innings with 3 hits, 3 earned runs, and 2 strikeouts. Not too good for Cole Hamels, but he'll have another start to bounce back for the playoffs. But also, Max Fried is back for a start against the Mets. He has great hair, Max Fried. Look at pictures of him without his hat on. Amazing hair. And they take on the Mets on Friday. He goes 5 innings pitched, 3 hits, 1 run, 3 strikeouts. That's a better outing. Usually they go less innings pitched when they come back from injury, so that makes sense for the 5 innings pitched. And it's a solid outing for what he was allowed to do. So, and we'll go to losing streaks. We did talk about a few teams, but a team that was struggling for a while, 8 losses in a row, Cleveland Indians, 5 games above 500. A little bit of a struggle for them, but looks like they can make a pretty good comeback, and they're still above 500, have a great pitching staff, and they are pretty good. For our last bits of little news, we have Ron Gardenhire, the Tigers manager, retires effective immediately, and that is September 19th. The bench coach, Lloyd McClendon, becomes interim manager for the Tigers for the rest of this year. So that's pretty interesting. Usually don't hear about too many managers taking off in the middle of the season, but it is end of the season. Tigers aren't a very competitive team, and it was for health concerns. So that's good for the Tigers. Ron Gardenhire, great coach. And that was a good team at one point. So that's really good. A lot of really good news this week. A lot of clinching. Lots of playoff struggles and races. It is an intense race. I said it before, it's going to go right down to the wire with all those Central and East teams. It looks like the West really only has the Giants going for the wild card. And other than that, it's the Reds trying to make a run at it. The Brewers trying to make a run at it. The Cardinals holding on. And the Reds are in it. And it has been really good. And all these all of these teams have pretty good pitching staff, so they will be able to get into the playoffs, some of them at least, and make some good performances. But that is all for our storylines for this week, and we're going to take a small break. But after that break, we're going to bring you our personal players for the week and our players to watch for in the future. Some young guys, some older guys too, but a lot of great players. And we're going to have a special guest from Pablo the Pigeon coming up after the break. Don't forget, this is the Cutoff Man with DJ Grandmaster Slam, only on Penguin Radio. That is radio.dominican.edu, 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. We will be right back. Hello and welcome back. Just in case if you forgot what you were watching, this is the Cutoff Man with DJ Grandmaster Slam, only on Penguin Radio. That is radio.dominican.edu, 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. And we are going to get into our Players of the Week. Oh, I think I hear him now. I think that's Pablo the Pigeon coming with our Players for the Week. And yes, Pablo is here. Thank you, Pablo, for our Players of the Week. And this one is a good one. A stud from the Chicago White Sox, Jose Abreu. I mentioned him earlier. He has been doing good. So you might remember him. He had a couple of homers. Yeah, just a couple. A lot more than that. But that's business as usual for Jose Abreu, who has had a season average 333. Yep, that's his batting average, amazing, and OPS, which is on-base percentage, plus slugging percentage, of 1.021, which is amazing, and OPS plus of 174, and the average is 100. Average is really good, but above average is 150, so he is well above average with 174. He's also got 15 home runs. Yep. 15 plus 3, that is 18 home runs. It's great for Jose Abreu, doing great. 18 home runs, amazing. Now, we will go to the NL with a pitcher who's pretty much the ace for the Brewers. He is Corbin Burnes. Yep, first outing of the week is 7 innings, goes 4 and 2/3, 5 hits, 1 earned run, 10 strikeouts in 4 and 2/3. That is really good for 4 and 2/3 innings pitched. And he goes in his second outing, goes 6 innings pitched, 4 hits, 0 earned runs, and 9 strikeouts. Yeah, that's amazing. 2 solid outings, lots of strikeouts to keep his team in the hunt for a playoff spot. Yeah, that's him and Brandon Woodruff trying to make some great starts for their team, and they're doing it. And for the year, Corbin Burnes has an ERA of 1.77 in 56 innings pitched and a whip of 0.946 and 83 strikeouts. So that is amazing for Corbin Burnes and the Brewers. Thank you for being competitive and doing it this year. Now, some players you should know about. You might already know about this guy. He is from the Reds, and he is Trevor Bauer with an ERA of 1.80 in 65 innings pitched with a whip of 0.815. Yeah, he's considered a Cy Young candidate. He is amazing, very intellectual, smart pitcher, and he will get you out, and he's doing great for the Reds. Could be a part of an important playoff run for them. Now we'll go to his teammate, Luis Castillo, another pitcher. Not as good as Bauer, but he strikes out 10 in his last outing, 7 innings pitched, and a complete game before that. He's been on fire. Yes, recently just doing great with a season ERA of 3.03 in 59 and 1/3 innings pitched, with 76 strikeouts and a whip of 1.230, but he has been on fire, so he deserves to be one of the players you should look out for. Now we will go to Tony Gonsolin of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Talk about his great outing earlier. He has been doing amazing. ERA of 1.51, 35 and 2/3 innings pitched, 30 strikeouts, and a whip of 0.785. Wow, that is amazing. Now we will go to the bullpen of the Brewers. You thought they had good pitching. They have that. They also have a great bullpen, which involves their pitching. That is amazing. Reliever with an ERA of, yes, I'll say this because you are going to be shocked, 0.39. Yeah, exactly. That is amazing. 0.39 and 23 innings pitched with 47 strikeouts and a whip of 0.609. Yeah. That is amazing. That's a really good tool that you want to have out of your bullpen. The Brewers keep getting guys out of their bullpen, and they just do great. Drew Pomeranz was that guy for them last year, and Josh Hader this year too was doing great last year. Has a bit of an off season this year, but Drew Pomeranz, he's on the Padres. Very good. Might go into his stats next week if he has a good outing, but he is someone you should know about too. We will go into the American League for our players that you should watch for there. We're going to talk about Byron Buxton, who had a lot in this hot week. He had a hot week. Yes, a lot of homers. And that leaves him with 12 homers and a batting average of .271. Pretty good. And an OPS of .880. OPS plus of 133, so that's pretty good for him. And next, we'll go to the White Sox and Dane Dunning, who, as of Tuesday the 15th, goes 27 innings pitch. He's got an ERA of 2.33, 28 strikeouts, and a whip of 0.93. Now we'll go back to Los Angeles, Anaheim specifically, but we will talk about Taylor Ward of the Angels, former Angels first rounder in 2015. The batting average of .304 has been on fire recently, doing great things for the Angels. Not much of a home run hitter, but he's been doing pretty good for them with an OPS of .795. So that's pretty good for him. Gonna stay in the West, stay in California with Jake Lamb of the A's, who takes over for Matt Chapman. Lamb, in his first three games with his team, goes 5-for-11. Yep, that is amazing. 2 RBIs, 2 doubles, and a home run. He breathes some new life into this Oakland A's team. And he's been doing great for them. And he continues to do great after that. Later in the week, Jake Lamb has been killing it for them. And it's been really good. And they've had some really great acquisitions for them, especially last week. Their acquisitions have been doing great, especially Jake Lamb and Mike Minor. Mike Minor said earlier he threw a gem. Yeah, that's pretty good. And the Diamondbacks did DFA Lamb. And he is on the A's, thriving and doing good. And like I said, he is sparking that team. Not that they really needed a big spark, but they do when Matt Chapman, one of their best players, is out, and Jake Lamb is filling that position. Good for Jake Lamb. He is keeping the A's competitive, along with some really good players. Tommy La Stella, a new guy for them as well, traded from the Angels. And they went out and got some really good guys. These are just three of the guys that they got from the trade deadline and other acquisitions. And they are making a run at the World Series. One of the best teams in the West, especially the AL West, and they have really good young pitching staff. Beginning of the season was very shaky. Jesús Luzardo, Montez, a few different guys, Mike Fiers. It was very shaky, that rotation, but this looks like they have really good bullpen, and their rotation has put itself together, and Mike Minor is a good piece in that. Did have an off start later in the week, but overall, it's a really good pickup for them. Now we will go to Pablo's pick. Pablo's favorite guy of the week. He loves some entertainment. He loves his pitchers too. Loves his players in general. But this pitcher, relief pitcher for the Phillies, Jojo Romero. Look up a picture of him. he is cool. Earlier in the week, right before he goes out and pitches, he finishes a Red Bull. Long, luscious locks of curly hair. Finishes the Red Bull. Smashes the Red Bull on his forearm. I'm pretty sure he goes one inning, allows no hits, does amazing. Jojo Romero, Pablo loves that. He loves it. He just kept watching that video of Jojo Romero smashing the Red Bull on his arm. Luscious locks of glory, smashing the Red Bull. It goes from like half a foot to like an inch. It is so small after that. Just throws it off to the side. He cares no more for the Red Bull. Goes out and throws a great inning on some caffeine. So we will go straight to a break. But after that, we will come back with our series to look forward to. Some good stuff coming up. A race for the playoffs. A race, especially for the NL. It is going to be crazy. A fiesta of great pitching matchups. Some of the last times we'll see some of these pitchers before they get into the playoffs. And it will be very interesting. Now let's go straight to the break. This is the Cutoff Man with DJ Grandmaster Slam, only on Penguin Radio. That is radio.dominican.edu 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. We will be right back. Hello, and welcome back to The Cutoff Man. Yes, The Cutoff Man with DJ Grandmaster Slam, only on Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. That is radio.dominican.edu 102.3 FM. Now let's get straight into these series to look forward to. We got one more week of regular season baseball. A few teams with some important series coming down straight to the wire. And we'll start with those early week matchups. The Chicago White Sox are going to travel to Cleveland to take on the Cleveland Indians in a four-game set. The New York Yankees will have another series against the Blue Jays. Yeah, another series against them. Seems like they've had one every week recently. And it is a four-game set, a big one. And the Blue Jays are really trying to keep themselves above water, above 500, because they have 27 wins and 26 losses. So they're trying really hard to ignite that offense before the playoffs and come in and upset a team, because they are most likely going to be the 8th seed. And they're going to come in and really try and show off their young guys, because they're a very young team that wasn't expected to make a huge run at the playoffs. And they have some really good weeks. So that's really good for the Blue Jays. And they're going to try and make a statement against the Yankees saying, hey, we're still here. We're keeping our heads up. And we will come at you during the playoffs. And right now, two teams at 500 in the same division are in the race for the playoffs. Those teams are facing off against each other in a three-game set starting on Monday. Yes, Monday. Look forward to it. Early game matchup. Fun to watch. And yes, those two teams are the Brewers and the Reds. And this will be a very important series in the playoff race, and I cannot wait to look at this series. Gonna be some good pitching matchups. Gonna be a lot of pretty good offense. Both teams have had a lack of offense earlier in the season. Looks like they're both igniting. You get Yelich, you get Braun going on the Brewers, and they will go really well. And Keston Hura is great on the Brewers. Was a rookie last year, had a breakout season, and he's doing pretty good this year. So he started the season off pretty well, and hopefully those three guys keep that offense going for the Brewers. And the Reds have been doing good too. Votto, Moustakas, a lot of good offense for them. But the pitching is no question really good. The biggest question for the Reds would be their bullpen, especially going to the playoffs. But it is what it is, and the Dodgers are going to go and get a three-game set against the A's for a three-game series. Maybe a little potential World Series preview if you're into that sort of stuff. Who knows? You didn't hear it here, or maybe you did. but it could be. But it's the two best teams out of the AL West and the NL West. Yes, the West, the best from the West, kind of. The Padres is a little better than the A's. But I digress. The Marlins will face off against the Atlanta Braves in a four-game series. Padres aren't that far back from the Braves. I think it's only three games. If they were to sweep, they were to do really good in this series, they could tie the Braves or even take over the series and give the Braves a scare. And I love that. Last offseason, I was really happy for the Marlins. They were putting up some good signings, getting Jesus Aguilar. I love that for them. They have a lot of really fun guys. Sixto Sanchez, I'll remember him. I'll mention him every show if I have to. He is really good, putting together some good starts for them. Young guy, they've been waiting on him, and he's going to do great and is already doing great. So go Marlins. Facing off against the Braves. Tampa Bay Rays will take on the New York Mets. 4-3-game series. It's a fun series. It's a nice 3-game series. Battle of the complementary colors, if you want to play it like that. The Rays, a little bit of blue with the Mets, a little bit of orange, complementary colors. You gotta love it. I think the Mets would have to win all of their games, or it's like 7 of their games, to even have a chance of clinching. It's good to mention, just in case. Baseball is a crazy sport, and anything can happen. The Mariners will get a 3-game set against the team they're trying to catch. Yes, the Houston Astros. And this series will be in Seattle, home turf for the Mariners, and they are going to make a run for it. Speaking of teams trying to catch the Astros, it's the Angels, and they will head over to San Diego for a 2-game set against the Padres. The Father Padres. Late week matchups are coming up right at you. Let's just stay with the Angels. They're going to take on the Dodgers in what is known as the Freeway Series. The Dodgers swept the Angels in their last series, so let's hope this one will be a little more competitive at least this time around. Next, back to the Brewers. What do you know? They have another crucial series, 4 games, that starts with a doubleheader against another division rival, being the St. Louis Cardinals, to end the regular seasons. Now, we will go to San Francisco with the Giants, who have a tough series to end the regular season against the Padres. And yes, this one is also a 4-game series and kicks off with a double header. And the Marlins are going to head out to New York and take on the Yankees for a 3-game set to end their regular season. The Mariners will end their season against the A's in the 3-game set. Those are two tough teams to go ahead and face at the end of your season. The Astros, good offense, good pitching, and the A's, great offense and great pitching. Yeah, the A's are doing pretty good right now. And that is a 3-game set. Next, the Rays will take on the Phillies in a 3-game set that could determine the fate of the Phillies in the playoffs. And this might be the end of their playoff hopes, or it could be just the beginning of their playoff hopes. Because who knows? Have some good pitching, have some good offense. Ooh, they could do it. That's all I'm saying. They can upset some teams. Watch out for those Phillies. Calling it. And for our final and last matchup, we will talk about a 3-game set between the red team, one of the many red teams, but this is the red team, against the Twins, a team that also dabbles in a little bit of red from every now and again. But the Reds are saying, hey, that's our team color, not yours. We're the Reds for a reason, so we're going to have a series against you to prove we are the better team that uses red. And that is why this series is actually happening. Known fact. Just kidding. We don't know that. So, we have a lot of really good series coming up this week. Playoff race has never been closer this year. 16 teams make it. And I am so happy to see all these teams get in. See some possible teams make some upsets. Some playoff seeding is going to be coming up. It is going to be a fiesta of madness, of home runs, of great pitching, of bullpens trying to end seasons for other teams. Yes, the closers are going to try and end seasons of other teams and say, no, we want you out. We want you out of the playoffs. We want you out of the regular season. Don't even think about the playoffs because it is competitive. It's going to be a great playoff season. It's crazy weird season this year, but you got to roll with what's going on. And I was very happy with today's episode, and thank you for tuning in. I hope you had a great time. I know I did. So have a great week. I will talk to you next week where we go over the last week of regular season baseball and talk about your teams and what is going on in the league. Yes, we are the cutoff man between the baseball and the fans, bringing you the news. And yes, this is the cutoff man with DJ Grandmaster Slam, only on Penguin Radio. Yes, that is radio.dominican.edu. 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Have a great week.